Father, I thank you, Lord. We are glad for a new day. It's a day the Lord has made. We declare that it's a day of joy, a day of gladness. We declare, Lord, good things upon your children. And Lord, as always, again, we also declare that the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. Even so, let it be this morning and afternoon as we praise the Lord together. Give you all glory, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I'm doing, still doing some reviews of some things that God has spoken to us over the last several years, especially promises for a new year and things like that. Today, I want to talk about celebration and congratulations, joy and rejoicing. That's right. That's what we want to talk about today. Gladness and joy, celebrations and congratulations coming your way this year and beyond. Praise the Lord. And going to give you some scriptures to remind you of the things that the Lord has promised. Praise the Lord. As we are reminding ourselves, the reason being, lest at any time we should let them slip. We need to be mindful of these things that God has already promised. Praise the Lord. And a year ago, we talked about the beginning of your epic story. And I was giving as a epic there, was giving us an acronym. The C part of it is what I want to talk about today. The C part of it was for celebrations and lots of celebrations. And I want to talk about congratulations as well. Glory to God. So let's read, you know, some things that the Lord has promised for his people this year and beyond. Remember, the Lord did say that it will be the year of my redeemed. And among many good things that the Lord had already promised us, which he said the Holy Spirit will bring to your remembrance, things which he already said, here are some scriptures of joy to claim for yourself, claim over your family, claim over your life this year. Praise God. I mean, we're still very early into the year, not quite 2 weeks. It'll be 2 weeks tomorrow. Today is the 13th of January. So, you know, it's still a lot of time ahead to reaffirm the word of God, all the things that he has already spoken to us. Psalm 118 is where I'm going to start today. In the book of Psalm 118, I'm going to read two verses, verse 15 and verse 24. We can make this declaration for ourselves all the time. And every day of this year, you know, you can make that declaration for yourself because the Lord has already promised it. Let's see what the scripture says. Glory to God. He said, the voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. That's right. The voice of rejoicing, the voice of joy, the voice of gladness will be your tabernacles throughout this year in the name of the Lord Jesus. And he says, this is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And that's every day. Every day we can declare that it's a day of joy. Commanded in the scriptures, you know, to, or giving instructions in the scriptures to be able to command the womb of the morning, bring forth good things for us. Jeremiah 30 and verse 19. Voice of joy will not diminish and will not be missing in your household, in your lives, throughout this year in Jesus' name. Out of them, he said, shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. Hallelujah. That's a promise. And I will multiply them, multiply you. And you shall not be few. Glory to God. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Their children also shall be as aforetime, strong, and so on. The congregation shall be established before me. Glory to God. And I will punish all that oppress them. Ah, great promises of celebration. Said, out of you shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of merriment. Praise the Lord. Voice of merriment, a voice of joy, a voice of gladness. Let's believe these things. Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 11 through 14. Let's believe the promises of the Lord, what he's already promised us, and we are claiming them for ourselves, this year. Praise the Lord. It's beautiful. When you put it all together, the word of the Lord is beautiful for every situation. Jeremiah 31:11. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob and ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he. You can put your name there. Therefore they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, and shall flow together the goodness of the Lord for wheat, for wine, for oil. I mean, all these things will the Lord give them. And for the young of the flock and of the herd, and their soul shall be as a watered garden. They shall not sorrow anymore. Glory to God. Then shall their virgin rejoice in the dance. Woohoo! Both young men and old together, for I will turn their mourning into joy and will comfort them and make them rejoice from their sorrow. Listen to this. And I will satiate the soul of the priests with fatness. And my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith the Lord. Amen. Let's believe and claim these promises. As I read these promises to you this morning, promises of joy and gladness, promises of celebrations and congratulations that you'll be hearing. I need you to be affirming the word of God as we go along. Your amen means you are affirming it. It also means that you mean what you say. You expect what you say. And nothing doubting, nothing wavering. And the Lord will bring it to pass. Praise God. There are many promises that God has given for the start of a wonderful new year. Praise God. Jeremiah chapter 33. A lot of promises in this Jeremiah that the Lord has given us to kick off the new year. He has told us these things before. These are just reminders. Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 10. Thus saith the Lord. Again, there shall be heard in this place, which you say is desolate without man and beast. Even in the cities of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem that are desolate without man and without inhabitant, without beast. Again, there shall be heard in such a place the voice of joy and the voice of gladness. We were talking about a place called Lodabar. Where there is nothing going on. It's a place of dryness, no pasture, no word, nothing happening. Barrenness and desolation and, something even forgotten. Instead, the Lord will bring, instead of all of that, the voice of joy and the voice of gladness. The voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. So this year, we want to celebrate marriages. Glory to God. The voice of the mother and the voice of the child. We want to embrace new children this year. In the voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And the voice of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. For I will cause the captivity of these people to return, even to return to their place as at the first, saith the Lord. Glory to God. Remember, Mephibosheth, a story that we told yesterday. He was a prince, but he found himself in a place called Lodabar, a place of, you know, rejection, barrenness, you know, hiding, nothing going on, no pasture, no word, no light, darkness, and all of that. But God brought him not only back to his place as a prince, glory to God, brought so many things his way as well. Because the favor of God located him and brought him out of that place. Thus said the Lord of hosts, again in this place, which is desolate without man and without beast, even in this place called Lodabar, and so forth, there shall be an habitation of shepherds causing their flocks to lie down. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, I will cause even the flocks to pass again under the hands of them that telleth them, saith the Lord. Glory to God. And in those days will I perform this thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. Notice how the Lord is reminding them of the things that he already promised them. You know, so sometimes the Lord gave these promises and some years would pass. And then people would say, well, where are all those promises? And the Lord said, behold, the days come, said the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised. Glory to God. Unto the house of Judah, house of Israel, and the walking with God family. I will perform those things that I have promised. Has he promised? Shall he not keep? Glory to God. So if he has promised some things for the past 3 or more years that we've been on this platform, There have been several words of promise that the Lord has given. Year after year after year, promises, you know, of God bringing us out, emerging, promises of quantum leap, the defining year, the year of my redeem, the year of prophetic repairs, the year of the epic story in our lives, you know, all these things. Well, the Lord is reminding us, say, in those days, such as this, will I perform all those things that I promised unto them. Praise the Lord. You know, so, let us never at any time think that the Lord has forgotten any of his promises. Again, he said, even in those days, I caused the branch of righteousness to grow up unto the people. Hallelujah. In those days, Judah shall be saved. Jerusalem shall dwell safely. Well, you will be saved. Your house will dwell in safety. And this is the name where you will be called. The Lord our righteousness. That's the name they will call Judah and Jerusalem. The name they will call you too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And these are some powerful promises that we need to latch onto. Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 12. This year and beyond, saith the Lord, you will be able to claim this promise for yourself. Hallelujah. It says, for ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Clap their hands means celebrate your success. God will line them up. They'll be clapping for you and celebrate with you. Glory to God. What is it that you want to celebrate this year? Marriages, your for yourself or your children, new birth in the families, promotions, different things, expansions, you know, enlargements and various things, celebrating the goodness of God. Well, it says God will line up the trees to clap their hands and celebrate your success. Glory to God. Instead of the thorn, there shall come up the fir tree. And instead of the briar and the bramble bush and all these things, come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be for a name. Because the Lord wants to make himself a name. Glorify himself in his people even this year. Be for a name and an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Praise the Lord. It's a promise. And these are powerful, powerful promises that we should take with us every day. And remember what we say when we hear a promise. We say amen. And that means we're affirming God's word. It means also that we got to mean what we say. And you got to expect what you say. And nothing doubting, but believing that those things that you are affirming, those things that you are saying, expecting them to come to pass, just like you said. Praise the Lord. And the Lord will watch over that word to perform in Psalm 149 and verse 5. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds, letting high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand. Execute vengeance upon devils and different things. And then, but for the saints of the Lord, you know, let his praise be in their congregation, he says. So in such a place as this, when we gather together, praises, testimonies shall ring out with the glory of God, because the Lord said, the year of my redeemed has come. And throughout the year, by the grace of God, we will remind one another of these things. Praise the Lord. In the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 4, we're encouraged to rejoice in the Lord. And he says, rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. And God will give us, you know, opportunity to rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, he says. And again, I say rejoice. Multiple celebrations are coming. Not only for you, but for friends and family. You'll be receiving, and you yourself be sending out invitations for the Lord's goodness that are coming in your life, for people to come and rejoice with you, and they shall come. But the Bible said the trees of the field shall clap their hands. And trees are like people, and God will make them clap their hands for you. Glory to God. Many powerful promises that we must latch onto and remember throughout this year. Don't lose sight of them. Keep them in the front, as frontlets before your eyes. Praise the Lord. There is nothing better for a man, Ecclesiastes 2 and 24, that he should eat and drink, and that he should make his soul enjoy the good in his labor. He said, look, this I saw, it was from the hand of God. God's going to make you eat and drink. Say, my people shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. My people shall never be ashamed. You know, according to Joel, you know, chapter 2, the Lord has promised great things for us that will make us to rejoice. Glory to God. Ye shall eat in plenty, he said, Joel 2:26. And you'll be satisfied, and you praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. I am in the midst of walking with God's family. And that I am the Lord your God and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. Twice he says that in back-to-back verses. My people shall never be ashamed. Praise the Lord. Well, you say, but, you know, I'm in the dark right now. I'm in the night. Well, it's not going to last forever. Something is going to break. The day must dawn. The day must break. According to the words of Psalm 30 and verse 5, sorrow may have endured in the night up to now, but that joy is coming in the morning. And there is a new day, a new dawning. And we're in the womb of the morning for a new day. The day that represents the year of my redeemed, said the Lord. And also, we read verses 11 and 12 of Psalm 30. The Lord has turned for me my mourning into dancing. Glory to God. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. To the end that my glory shall sing praise unto thee and be not silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto you forever. The Lord will turn things around. You know, bring joy and gladness again. Hallelujah. And we expect to see it. As you say it, you must expect it. Glory to God. You know, Isaiah chapter 51, therefore, in verse 11, the redeemed of the Lord shall return. Come unto singing to their homes. Going in and out of church. You'll be laughing in and out of your homes. Everlasting joy shall be upon your heads. You shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. We've got to take these words and affirm them for ourselves and mean them daily and expect it to be so without doubting anything. Praise the Lord. That's the acronym of the Amen that the Lord gave us. As let everybody believe, and so shall it be. Psalm 126. Powerful, powerful psalm. You know, you can read all of it, verses 1 to 6. Powerful restoration that God will bring, and celebrations and joy that he will bring for you this morning. This is all I want to remind you of today. Some of these things that the Lord has promised. So when the Lord turned the captivity of Zion, put your name there. We were like them that dreamed. Then was our mouth filled with laughter. Ha! Glory to God. This will be your testimony. And our tongue was singing. Then said they among the hidden, even people looking. And looking at you now, seeing the glory of God, seeing what he does for you in this year, people would then say, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. Therefore, we are glad. And he said, the Lord shall turn our captivity even as the streams in the south. And here's a powerful promise. You know, your tears of faith this year will be turned into a harvesting of joy. Glory to God. They that sow in tears, crying out to the Lord. You've been crying out, Lord. You've been believing God, you know, for things and so forth. You know, well, he said, you shall now reap in joy. They that go forth with weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing. This year and beyond, in Jesus' name, bring in the sheaves with them. There's all kinds of things, you know, gains that the Lord will cause you to have this year to make you to be able to celebrate. You'll be hearing congratulations. You'll be hearing celebrations. Celebrations will be announced in your life and a family. Congratulations all around. Because God said so. Praise the Lord. Remember, God said, in those days will I begin to bring to pass that which I have promised the house of Israel. Begin to bring it to pass. Those things which he has already promised us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, so let's believe God together. As we believe God in Psalm 145, verse 7, goodness of the Lord will be with us, and we must continue. I cannot say this enough, to keep on affirming God's word and keep on saying it, expecting it, nothing doubting. That's the way that we are going to get it, you know. And Jesus taught those things too. He said that when you say it, you believe it and don't doubt it, and you shall have what you say. They shall abundantly honor the memory of thy great goodness this year. We're going to be able to be recounting the goodness of the Lord. And we will sing of his righteousness. God, the Lord is good. He's full of graces and compassion and mercies. He's good to all. And he's going to show us that kindness, even as he's promised. That the mountains may be removed and the hills may depart. Isaiah 54 and 10. But my kindness shall never depart from you, neither the covenant of my peace, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful and comforting to know the things, you know, that the Lord has promised us? These things and these scriptures are supposed to make us glad in the work of God's hands. Hallelujah. Psalm 95 and verse 2. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise unto him with songs. Well, because the Lord has done great things, and we shall see them. And we need to come with singing, come with joy, come with testimonies. God will give you many reasons to rejoice. Praise the Lord. Let's read Psalm 65, verses 9 to 13. It will tell you what the Lord is going to crown this year with. Now, if you believe it, well, you can declare it, you can amen it, and you can receive it. Praise the Lord. This is what the Lord is going to do for us. Psalm 65. Thou visited the earth, verse 9, and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God, which is full of water. The Lord is going to visit you and enrich your life. There'll be no more dryness. Bring you out of Lodabar and bring you into a beautiful, bountifully place. Lord, I prepare them corn. That's right. Yes, water as the ridges thereof abundantly, and so on. The Lord will make it soft with showers. Bless the springing thereof. Now, he said, thou crownest the year, this year, with your goodness. And all thy paths, the path of the Lord, drop fatness. And drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, upon the dry places, the Lord will bring these rivers of joy. Even the little hills will rejoice on every side. The pastures that have been dry, they will now be clothed with flocks. The valleys also shall be covered with corn, and they shall shout for joy, and they shall sing. Beautiful promises. And if you can claim these things and believe them for yourself for this year, the Lord wanted me to remind you. These are some of the things the Lord gave us when we did the epic stories. But I know some of us may have forgotten. And the Lord said, well, you know, you shall not steal my words or let the words of the Lord be stolen from you, but you shall remember the words of the Lord and remind one another, lest at any times we should let these things slip. He said, let's take heed to the things that we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Isaiah 44 and verse 23, telling us that the Lord has already done it. Therefore, we need to rejoice and be glad. Not that he's going to do it. He will, but in his mind, he has already done it. And we've spoken many times of the fact that God doesn't start anything until first he has finished that thing. Glory to God. Sing, O ye heavens, he said, for the Lord hath done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, ye mountains and old forests, and every tree therein. For this year, ye can say, the Lord had redeemed me, glorified himself in my life and in my family. You can say it for yourself this year. And so it will be. Praise the Lord. So it is spoken concerning you and written of you. Wonderful and beautiful things are written of you this year. And so will it come to pass. These are all the things that are written concerning you. And think of it as personal word to you. Glory to God. Isaiah chapter 61. Powerful promise for you this year. You know, that you rejoice in the things that God will be bringing forth for us. Glory to God. God is bringing back joy. Say, we appoint unto them, even those that mourn in Zion, he will give them beauty for ashes, oil of joy for mourning, garment of praise, the spirit of heaviness. These are the antidotes that the Lord will bring. Blow back those heaviness and bring joy to his people, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. The ultimate reason that God does these things is that he may be glorified. And they shall build the old wastes. Ha! Glory to God. In all those old places, the former desolations and so forth, there will be some prophetic repairs. They shall repair the waste cities, the desolations, places before called Lodabar shall now be called Jireh. The Lord will provide and will now be called Shammah. The presence of the Lord is there. The beauty of the Lord. You know, he's going to take all that reproach away and he's going to bring a springing forth of new life. Strangers, he said, stand and feed your flocks, the sons of the alien, your plowmen and the vine dressers. But ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. And men shall call you the ministers of our God. You will eat the riches of the Gentiles in a transfer of wealth. God will begin to bring, but only to those that understand it. You know, God needs kingdom financiers and those that know how to give it away for the glory of God. God will always make a way to get it to you. If you know how to give it away, he will always make a way to get it to you. Because he knows you're going to give it away for his good. Not for exactly those that want to hoard it unto themselves. But, you know, the riches of the Gentiles are coming. Their glory you boast yourselves. For your shame, he said, ye shall have that double. Glory to God. If you can believe that, you can receive it. And for confusion, shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land and in their homes, they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be upon their head. How many times is the Lord going to say these wonderful promises? Well, we need to believe them. And don't say it is not time. Or don't say the word of the Lord is delayed. The Lord said, my words shall no longer be delayed. Glory to God. These are some powerful promises. I remind us that the beginning of last year, the Lord gave us this message about your epic story beginning. And the Lord said your E was for you to engage. You know, don't stand aloof. You got to engage. Don't pack in your nets. You got to re-engage. The Lord told Peter he had packed in his net. You know, he was giving up, had given up, said, well, nothing going on, nothing happening, you know, and discouraged, packed up, washed up their nets and, you know, call it a day. Because all night long, they were there. But this time around, the fish were not biting. And these people were skilled fishermen. They knew how to do it. But nothing was happening for them. It's a different kind of load of power for them today. Nothing being produced. Barrenness everywhere. Discouragement. They packed in. You know, called it a day. Gone. Disappointed. Jesus steps upon the scene and says, re-engage. Glory to God. I want you to re-engage. I want you to go back out there and do it again. Glory to God. It's a while. But I've already done that all night long. I caught nothing. The beauty of the word of the Lord is, according to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, the word of the Lord is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. And it can separate. You see, the word of God brings this separation. That's what Peter used. He said, nevertheless, at thy word. See, in his soul, he was discouraged. You know, he said, wow. I mean, I've done that all night long, caught nothing. That was his soul. But his spirit, you put that dividing line right down the middle by the word. Nevertheless, at thy word, you separate, put that soul in its place. All that emotion of doubting, fearing, unbelieving, and so forth, and sorrow, and all that, put that away. Hold on to the word of God. Separate between the soul and the spirit and latch on to it right now. And he said, well, nevertheless, at thy word. He said, well, nothing's been happening, but nevertheless, at thy word, I will believe. I will go out there and I will re-engage. And the Lord said, yeah, you will re-engage too. But this time around, I'm going to show you how to do it. And then the Lord gave him the strategy of how to do it. The Lord will also give you strategy. Remember, in the book of Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 17, the Lord said, God is the one that will teach you. Glory to God. Teach you to do what? He will teach you how to profit. That's right. Even in this year, he will teach you how to do it. Glory to God. When you come to the Lord by faith, believing this is word, and all these words that he has spoken, affirming them, knowing and meaning it in, with all your heart, not saying one way, one thing with your mouth and your heart being a different way. No. Mean it in your heart of what your mouth says. And not only do you say it, you expect it to be so. You're looking for it. Can be no happenings without expectation. You know, and this is the part that you must play. God has already given the word. You must publish it. Say, God gave the word. Great is the company that publishes it. You must be among the publishers of his word this year by taking that word and affirming it over and over again. That's how you publish it. Praise the Lord. Psalm 68 and verse 11. The Lord has given the word. Let there be a company that will arise out of walking with God that will begin to publish that word, pronounce it, affirm it, mean it, expect it, doubt nothing, and it shall come to pass. The Lord will bring it to pass. Praise God. You know, God needs to do something because there's coming tremendous work for the ministry ahead. And God has to put some blessings in the hands of some people that will partner with him. Praise the Lord. Now, these and many other promises are what God has given us in the engage. The epic story, the E was to engage. The P was to push old limits to new horizons. Glory to God. God told Abraham in Genesis chapter 13, he told him, he said, come and look around you from the place where you are. What you can see, don't limit yourself by your vision that cannot see very far. Of get a place of, find a vantage point where you can see more. The more you see, the more I will give you. You know, your faith horizons will be limited by doubt and unbelief. But if you can believe God, you will see farther out. Say, well, if you can see it, I will give it to you. But you look from the place where you are. Today, you may be in Lodabar, but not anymore. God said, I'm bringing you out. Glory to God. From the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. All that you can see, the Lord said, will I give it to you. Thank you, Jesus. So, can you see it? Can you see it right now? What can you see right now? The Lord would add, you know, Jeremiah and some of these prophets, son of man, what seest thou? He said, well, I see a basket of summer fruit. I see this and I see that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what can you see right now? In the spirit, what can you see? I asked the people, I said, can you smell what the Lord is cooking? Something is happening. He's cooking it up, you know, in the house. Someone is cooking something in the kitchen. Can you smell it? The aroma fills the whole place. But that, you know, something delicious is coming. It's not quite ready yet, but it's in a few minutes it will be ready. Because you can already smell it. And when it's ready, it'll be served. Glory to God. And the Lord knows how, you know, to serve something. You know, he serves it. It's beautiful when he serves it, you know. Knows how to plate that dish, make it look really nice. And Elijah said, I can hear that sound. I know it's coming. And somebody says, well, I can smell it. You know, I know it's almost ready. Well, can you smell it? Can you hear it? Can you see it? You know, we can direct even these natural senses into spiritual portals. Glory to God. What you see, the Lord said, will I give it to you. That's a spiritual portal. You know, your eyes now become a doorway for receiving things from God. Well, you see is what I will give you. Can you see it in the spirit though? You know, now some people don't know how to see because they have cataracts, spiritual cataracts. You need to get that out of your eyes. Glory to God. The blurry vision, spiritually blurred vision. Get it out of there. So that you can see clearly. Say, can you see clearly now? Well, yeah, I can see it. I can see everything turning around for my good. Can you see it? It's a song like that I will sing. Well, can you smell it? It's coming. And can you hear it? And finally, he sets you down the table for you to taste it. All these senses said, taste and see that the Lord is good. Well, he said, the things which we have tasted, things which we have handled of the word of life, not fables. Those are the things that we share with you. So that was a push. You got to push old limits. Don't limit yourself. In the Bible, you know, said that these children of Israel, they always limited God. And that's why God was angry with them. Because they said, we can't do that, even though God said it. They could do it. They said, well, we can't do it because we're small in our own eyes. And the Lord was angry, you know. And when you say that, the Lord said, well, if you say that you can't do it, then you're not going to be able to do it. But if you proclaim that you can do it, then you will be able to do it. Praise God. In the book of Psalm 78, we're told, you know, in verse 41, that they limited the Holy One of Israel. You know, so don't limit God. See more and get more. The Lord wants you to use your eyes as spiritual portal for receiving more. You have to visualize great things for yourself. What did God, Jesus say about the Holy Spirit in John 16 and 13? He said, the Holy Spirit will show you, that's your eyes, things to come. You don't have it yet, but it will show you to it that it's coming. You see yourself walking down that aisle. Glory to God. You see yourself carrying that baby. You see yourself in that new role, that promotion. You see it. You see your sons and your daughters getting married. The Bible says the Holy Spirit will show you things to come. The moment he shows it to you, you latch onto it. Glory to God, because he can only show you, or he will only show you what he's already seen. Because he has foreknowledge of all things. So the moment he shows it to you, you know it's a done deal. Because God already saw it. So I showed it to you. Then you latch onto it, powerful faith, and you believe it. And you bring it, you know, and you begin to declare, you know, things that are not. You begin to declare them as though they already are, because you know they already are. Because you know God already seen it. That's why he showed it to you. And so, you believe God powerfully like that. That's the push. God promised us increase. That's the I. Epic story, EPIC. The I is increase. And my goodness, why there are people of tremendous increase in the Bible. Abraham, Genesis 13 and 2. Tremendous increase. Isaac, Genesis 26, verses 12 to 14. Jacob, Genesis 30, verse 43. Israel, Psalm 105, verse 24. I'm not stopping to read all this thing. I'm just giving you, these are lessons that have been taught before. Just reminding you. David, 1 Chronicles, chapter 29, verses 25 to 28. Solomon, 1 Kings, chapter 10, verses 23 and 27. Now, these are all the places where God just blessed the people tremendously. Well, that was in the Old Testament. Stories of individual prosperity. Each man for himself. In the New Testament, things are a little bit different. You know, God wasn't so much as each man for himself. No. But, you know, focused more on the things of the Spirit. But the pattern was that nobody would lack anything. You know, those that had abundance in the early church, they sold and they brought and they, you know, the administrators shared and nobody had any lack. And God will bless some. And Jesus even said, the poor you have always in your midst. So there will be some that are blessed, some will be poor, but, you know, there will be a, you know, the grace of God to bring almost, an atmosphere where there is no lack. Glory to God. Yeah, God will do it. Paul told the people, say, look, you know, those of you that are blessed, lay aside, you know, how God has blessed you. And that's so that, you know, I can take it to the saints that I need. Hallelujah. There'll be no lack. God is looking for kingdom financiers. Those who are able, that are blessed. Some people will be blessed beyond, you know, what they need themselves. And every time God gives you a lot more than you need, what's the reason? God only needs to supply your need. He doesn't need to give you much more than what you need. But if he does give you much more than what you need, well, that's a reason for it. You know, it means that you can, if you can give it away to help others, he will give you even more. Once you are a channel like that, you know, always an outlet to do more for other people, God will always get it to you. Now, if you are a lake and you take it in and don't give out anything, well, God's going to cut off that supply, because that's not how he wants to do it in the New Testament. He wants you to be a channel of blessing. Glory to God. And when he bless you, you use it to bless others as well. Bless the work of the ministry. Bless your family. Bless other things too at the body of Christ. And God will rejoice in that. Praise the Lord. So, increase every side. Psalm 115 and verse 14 says, the Lord will increase you more and more this year and beyond, you and your children. Not just you and not just your children. In fact, you and your children together. And notice the way he said it, you and your children. Because you came first before your children came later. So God will bless you first, bless your children. And then he will increase them even beyond the increase that you have. And then it's a cycle that goes like that. But you got to believe it. You got to mean it. Understand that God isn't going to do it just like he said. And expect it and look for it. Glory to God. The Lord will increase you more and more. You and your children. You are the blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. So that was the eye. And then the C was a celebrate, the celebrations, which we've already dealt with in today's lesson. Joy and gladness, congratulations and celebrations are coming. And I stood at the church on Sunday and shook a lot of hands. I said, congratulations. God has brought you out of Lodabar and has set you on the king's table now. Glory to God. Something is changing you, bringing you back to your place. He set up the beggars, lifted up the poor and the needy out of the dunghill, out of Lodabars, where nothing is going on. Set them among princes, put them on a table and said, you will eat of my table from henceforth and even forevermore. David the king pronounced that. Now, David was a type of Christ. And he pronounced that. We also pronounce that for you in the name of the Lord. That God is changing that story of dryness and wilderness and desert and nothing happening and barrenness and rejection and loss and forsakenness and all of these things. And bringing you to a place, a fruitful place. The wilderness! Come in a fruitful place. Glory to God. And even the place that was fruitful before become like a forest. God is bringing rain of miracles. A rain of substance. The Lord said, I will give you rain. But not just of water, but of my substance, saith the Lord. That's right. It is coming. Open your mouth wide, the Lord said, and I will fill it. But bring your vessels, not a few. If you bring a bucket you will get. If you bring a barrel you will get. If you bring a tanker you will get. And you can go back more and more to the ocean with your container and take your fill. You know, and there's more from wherever that came from. There's still more there. Believe the Lord. Now, we said all of that to say this as well. Because the Lord said we will emerge, it's not only in physical things. You know, people love to hear these physical blessings. Yeah, so we tell it to you because you love to hear it. But first, you will emerge even spiritually speaking. You know, your spiritual man will enlarge and will grow. Your understanding, your knowledge of Christ will grow. See? And then you know these things. God wants us to come into a place where of understanding, not where we're always asking God to do things and do things and do things. But you come in, you grow into Christ in a capacity where you can do these things. Jesus expected them to take care of the storm. Yeah, knew they could handle it, but they didn't. Jesus expected they would be able to cast out the devil, but they couldn't do it. The Lord wants us to get into a place where you can do these things. That's why Jesus was always disappointed. Why is it you can't do these things? How long am I going to be with you? So Jesus was expecting them to be able to do these things. Be able to still the storm, just like he did. You know, you can either ignore the storm or tell the storm to be quiet. Either way, the storm must not bother you. Glory to God. That was Jesus' posture. No storm bothered him. And if it bothered the people around him, He will rebuke the storm for their sake, not for his sake. He didn't bother him at all, you know. And so we need to be like that. Get to that same capacity where we have the peace that is in us greater than the storm that is outside. Glory to God. That's another thing for this year. Abundance of peace and joy flowing through. It's like rivers coming out of your belly. You know, greater is he that is in you. The peace of God that's in you is greater than the storms around. You know, that you may not even feel it. Storm may be raging. And let me tell you, storms will rage. That's what the devil does. But you can be in the boat sleeping because it doesn't bother you at all. Because you know you're going to the other side. But the word of the master already said so. And so let us cross over to the other side. We will get there because the master already said so. And every day of this year, remind yourself, be mindful of these things, you know, so that we don't let them slip. I'm going to pray over the room, and I'm going to yield it for affirmations and declarations. And as I pray now, I want you to say amen. Now, remember what amen is all about. You know, and coming this year, by the grace of God, you'll be hearing more about that. But it's a powerful, powerful revelation that God gave. A is for affirming God's word. What does that mean? Well, it means you can only say what God already said. Lamentation 3:37. Who is it that saith anything and it comes to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? So we cannot make anything happen that God didn't already say. That's number one. But once you know what he already said, especially what he said about you and for you, like all these promises we read today, and those are for you. Those are good things that were written about you. Well, in the volume of the book is written concerning you. All these things that we read today. Now, once you know what he has already said, well, then affirm it by declaring the same. And when you do it, don't be like those that Jesus said, these people say something with their mouth, but their heart is far from it. Don't be like that. Put your mind in what you say. You say the thing and mean it. Glory to God. And then you also expect the thing to be. You know, so don't say it without expecting it. A lot of people are in that unfortunate situation. They are praying, but they are not expecting the thing to happen. And they'll be shocked when it happens. Why? You know, isn't that what you are praying God for? You're praying to God for? I mean, some people gather together at that church, gather together in one city one day, praying for Peter when Herod put him in prison. And when Peter was standing at the door knocking, and angel of the Lord delivered him and stood right there, they couldn't believe it. But this is what you were just praying for. Were you actually expecting the Lord to deliver him as you were praying, or you were just praying? I mean, God delivered him, and they were there, and they still couldn't believe it. Of course, you must believe it. Whatever you are believing for is what you must do. It's a story of a small young boy in a small parish I've told on this platform before. You know, they had a very dry season, no rain. And so they gathered together, you know, call for prayer that the Lord will send rain. You know, if there's no rain, you know, all of the vineyards and different things will perish. They will have no crop, no harvest that year. They were together for prayer meeting. And this little boy was leaving, you know, and he was looking for an umbrella. He found an umbrella. He said, what are you taking an umbrella for? You know, and you know, the only one that come there with an umbrella. He wanted, you know, his mom to give him an umbrella. He's going to the prayer meeting. I need an umbrella. What do you need an umbrella for? It hasn't rained. I said, what? Isn't that what we're praying about? That it should rain? I gotta be prepared because it's going to rain. This little boy believed it. He took an umbrella because that's what they are praying, was expecting to receive the rain. Well, and he put all the adults to shame that day because nobody else was actually expecting what they were praying for. But this your boy, he brought an umbrella because he said, well, we're praying for rain, are we not? It's going to rain. I'll be drenched when I'm going home, so I better be prepared. And that's somebody that has some faith. And that's somebody that expecting what they are praying for. So you be expecting. You're praying for something, be expecting it. Make preparation for it as well. God showed you, and you're declaring that you're going to walk on. Now that I begin to look for your wedding dress. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Begin to prepare the baby's room and all these things. You know what I mean? It's coming. Thank you, Jesus. Expect it and act accordingly. And then nothing doubting. That's the last part of it. It's so critical. James chapter 1 verse 6 says that. You know, verses 5 and 6 say, look, if you lack anything, ask of God. But let him ask in faith. Nothing wavering. Nothing doubting. But let not the man that wavers or doubts think he will receive anything from the Lord. Because he's like a wave of the sea, tossed up and down. You know, I can't receive anything from the Lord like in that posture. And Jesus himself said the same thing in Mark 11:23. When you say it to move that mountain, he said, well, don't doubt it now. But you believe it and expect it to be so. And he said, it shall come to pass. Glory to God. So I'm going to pray and declare for you, you know, over your life, your family, your, and some of you are dealing with things that are even out of your hands. You know, maybe it's a court case, maybe it's a this or it's a that, you know, it's even out of your hands. But this year, glory to God. I don't know why I said that. But this year, glory to God, God will bring you amazing resolution. Thank you, Jesus. Now I'm going to pray and I'm going to declare gladness and joy, celebrations and congratulations to you and the people that God will line up to clap their hands, say the trees of the field. Clap their hands. That's congratulations for you. The celebrations. Celebrating your success. Success stories. Celebrations. Joy and gladness. And as I declare these things, well, you can affirm the word of God with me by saying amen. Now, but know what you are saying when you are saying it. I mean what you are saying and expect it to be so. Nothing doubted. So let us pray. And if any of the words that I will release resonates with you, and put your amen in the chat room. Father, I thank you for the words that we have read. The scripture says, in those days will I begin to perform the words that I have spoken unto them. Now these words, Lord, that you have spoken to us, that there will be joy, there will be gladness, everlasting joy, and so forth. The voice of merriment, the voice of joy, the voice of gladness be in our homes. Even the voice that of people that will say, praise the Lord. The voice of people that will stand, you know, along the aisles clapping for you. The Lord said, I will cause them, line up the fields, clap for you. Go out with joy, let fall with peace, mountains and hills break forth before you this year. And God lining up the fields, the trees of the fields, clap their hands for you. The Lord will bring you out of Lodabar. In fact, he will shatter that concept of Lodabar in your life. Bring you out of a place of plenty. My people shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. Get you out of a place where nothing is happening. Glory to God. A situation that is gloomy and barren and wilderness and all that. And the Lord said, I will cause rivers to spring forth for you. Even in the desert, way in the wilderness where people said there's no way. Glory to God. For there shall nothing be impossible unto God. There was a woman in the Bible called Elizabeth. You know, everybody said, you know, and then the angel told her, even that woman who was told you know, people thought he was barren, said she's already 6 months pregnant. There is nothing too hard for the Lord. Glory to God. Now, your hands, the beauty of our God, Psalm 90 and verse 16. Come upon you this year. The Lord will remember the work of your hands, cause his beauty to shine over you. He will establish the work of your hands. Yea, he will establish it, saith the Lord. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. The Lord will bless you. You're going out and you're coming in. And you'll be a channel of blessings to others as well. The Lord said, the voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord, will be heard in the midst of you from your house. There will be invitations sent out for celebrations this year. And what you will be hearing is congratulations. And people will be saying, wow, see what great things the Lord has done for them. For you and your children and their children after you. Because it is written, blessed be the name of the Lord that will increase you this year. You and your children. He said, the Lord shall increase you more and more. You and your children. Praise the Lord. The Lord said you will go out with joy, led forth with peace. The Lord said you will sing aloud even upon your beds. And the Lord said that joy is coming for you even in this year. Great things are happening. And in Psalm 65, he said he's going to crown the year with goodness and fatness and loving kindness and his mercies coming upon you. Now that's for you. If you can believe it, you can receive it, you can declare it for yourself. Glory to God. God this year will make you a channel of blessing. You shall be fat and flourishing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. You know, when everybody else said things are going haywire, the Lord said, when the men are saying everything is down and upside down, the Lord said, for you, you will be saying, there's a lifting up. Glory to God. Because that's what God wants to do. God wants to show that the Lord is upright and is faithful and there's no unrighteousness in him. He will do it, you know, for you. He turned the tables for the people of God this year. Hallelujah. Whereas you have said, I've been pummeled and buffeted and the devil has done this and that. God said, no, let my people go. It is time. Glory to God. And God turned the tables. He brought them out with silver and gold and he punished that nation that had oppressed them. And the Lord will turn the tables for you. Can you smell it? What the Lord is cooking. Can you see by the eye of faith what the Lord is preparing? Faith sees as afar off that which is yet to come. He already sees it as now. Glory to God. Now, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly beyond all these promises we have quoted today, is able to do much more. To him be praise. To him be glory. There will be advancement in your life this year. That's right. The spirit of backwardness, you know, the spirit of procrastination is broken. The spirit of lateness is broken. Always being behind, that's broken. The Lord will make your feet like hinds' feet. Glory to God. The snail spirit is snapped. Hallelujah. God will cause you to go forth. And he will prosper you, the work of your hands. And he will prosper the glory of God in your lives as well. The Lord will put a hunger in your heart for spiritual things, which only he can satisfy. Blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Glory to God. The Lord will make you to be a joyful people, laughing in and out of church, laughing in and out of your homes. The Lord will wipe away your tears. Glory to God. I mean, it's time for the people of God to return with joy upon their heads. Hallelujah. When you go out, quietness shall be your portion. You know, the work of righteousness, Isaiah 32, shall be your portion in 17 and 18. He said, look, quietness you'll be blessed. Your people shall dwell in quiet resting places. The Lord grant that you dwell. There will be no opera. There will be nothing to, you know, destabilize you. Even in this year. Praise the Lord. God will bring you peace. Effect of righteousness shall be quietness and assurance for you. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation, in sure dwellings and in quiet resting places. In the name of Jesus. So will it be. So it is written of you, and so it shall be for you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord's name be magnified. The name of our Lord is one. Hallelujah. And his name be praised. Thank you, Father. We give you all the praise and all the glory. The Lord will break the Assyrian. Winning your land this year. The spirit of sickness and the spirit of infirmity that's troubled your family, the Lord will break it in pieces by the anointing, saith the Lord. Thank you, Father. We give you, Lord, the praise and give you the glory. You will be above and not beneath. You'll be ahead and not behind. You'll be a lender and not a borrower. And even the ground will sing under you spiritually this year. For the joy, the goodness of the Lord. Joy will be returned to the sons of men and the people of God, especially. To God be the glory. We give you, Lord, praise and give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.